need to pass along a special thanks to numerous WSW loyal listeners who were giving us an alert yesterday as I was talking about how we are WSGW in many different ways, including WSGW.com, using Siri Alexa, and other ways for your devices other than just a traditional radio. Unfortunate this time yesterday, with you, Pat, filling in for me and Denise. I don't think we were accessible that way.
No, we weren't. No.
It was a Monday.
We were having a Monday moment with our audio stream, as we say. But we appreciate our listeners who gave us a heads up. I was checking some email, and I saw a number of messages coming in from listeners, which are always nice. I was like, this seems to be a larger volume than usual. And they seem to all have the same theme.
Yeah, right.
And then we got some Facebook posts and some phone calls.
And
so we appreciate that. As much as you think that sometimes we are aware that we have problems, sometimes
we're
in
not.
The dark.
Yeah, right. We don't know unless you tell us.
So we appreciate that. And it was later on in the morning, late in the morning.
Late in the morning.
I think we finally discovered what the problem was. Sometimes it's not an easy fix, especially when you're dealing with technology and computers and such. So we had to do whatever needed to be done. And here we are once again, available for you. But certainly appreciate your concern and your contacting us. It's kind of funny because, you know, we used to, years ago, I know some listeners are going to have a hard time believing this. There was a time when you actually had to just simply listen to a radio.
Yeah,
right.
Not anymore.
And when we were off the air that way, we were a little bit more cognizant of that.
Because
that
was
the, it was the only way. But now,
you're
because there's
gone.
So many other different ways that sometimes, you know, if we're not paying attention to one or the other way. And in some cases, too, our actual radio signal may expand. This happened a couple of weeks ago when we had the power situation.
Yep.
Our radio signal itself cannot be heard on a traditional radio, but our streaming still works.
That can be heard, right?
Direct opposite. So,
when do you think, can you remember, Charlie, when we first started streaming?
Oh, gosh.
And that happened here?
Oh, I don't know.
That was before I got here.
Yeah,
I got here in 07.
It was early 2000s, I think.
I just remember being, we just take it for granted nowadays, right?
Yeah.
Everything's streaming. I remember being at my college station, at Central Michigan's radio station, when we went streaming over that bit, like 2000 or something like that. I just remember telling my parents, hey, you could hear me, you know, from Detroit. Even though I'm up here in Mount Pleasant, you can hear me. Just get it on the computer. That was just so cool.
And it took an explanation.
Right. Yes, it did.
How?
My parents just looked at me like I had two heads. Like, what? What's streaming?
And now it's expected.
Right.
You know, it's expected. And people figured out a way to, just like when we first started utilizing the other devices, you know, you had to do all the explanations. Now people have discovered ways to do it on their own.
It's like trying to explain to Gen Z what it was like when we got this thing called the World Wide Web.
Yeah.
I mean, all of a sudden it was just there and we didn't need to have special telephone equipment to plug into the computer.
Oh, speaking of that.
I remember that.
So I, you know, had the weekend and took yesterday off. Thanks again, by the way, to you, Pat Johnston, for allowing me some time. But what exciting things did I do? Well, did my taxes yesterday. Boy, that was exciting. But also had to dig into some serious basement cleaning that hadn't been done in a while, you know.
Oh, yeah.
And you referenced telephone, and I found in a box.
A telephone?
Rotary dial.
Whoa!
Oh, my gosh.
You should have brought that in.
Not the touch tone, an old rotary dial phone. Yes, it's like, wow. So what would Gen Z think about that? This is a museum piece. This is one of those, you know, desktop phones that were built to last, and you couldn't throw them away if you wanted to because they'd last forever.
It wasn't even all that long ago when you'd get the recordings when they would say, if you're calling from a rotary dial phone.
You know,
I think they quit finally doing that.
It's not so much Gen Z. It was even, you could say, my generation.
Yeah.
We used to have, I think I was like one of the last families to have a rotary phone. And sometimes, you know, if I had friends come in, they'd be like, what is this? Because everything was turning touchstone by then, so in the 80s. Yeah, they were like, what is this rotary
thing? Pat's got the coolest thing in his house. How come we don't have one of those?
Well, my kids still, you know, my kids and my grandkids still love my collection of vintage typewriters.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. My granddaughter was over the weekend, and she had to pick out a typewriter and a piece of paper and roll it in and play on the typewriter. So she's, I still give my grandkids a little bit of historic nostalgia.
Are we talking, you know, the manual, not even electric, the one you really had to punch those keys in order to, when we actually had to take your hand and swing back that the carriage and make it bell ring?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. All of my typewriters are like pre-1940.
Oh, that's fantastic. That's
cool. And the kids love them. They think they're fun to, you know. I remember the first time my son actually typed up his letter to Santa on the typewriter.
Ah, what a great memory.
Yeah.
See, they think they're toys. They don't realize that this is the way we did work.
Yeah, this was amazing.
So. Well, you never know what you're going to find when you start to dig into things, unless you have a nice collection of that. You know, and it's one of those times, you know how you do this whenever you clean and you look at the pile of stuff, it's like, wow, I'm really getting rid of a lot of stuff here, man.
Then I move the pile back over and go, I want to keep this for later.
That happens too, but sometimes, but then again, you kind of turn around and go, you know what? I didn't look like I got rid of anything.
Yeah, yes.
It's like, wait a second, there's this pile of trash and recycling that it's got to be more room than this.
All I usually do is move the pile from one side of the room to the other.
Yeah, it's at the point where I figure I hadn't seen this in a few years, haven't touched it in a few years, haven't thought about it in a few years. Not going to miss it.
Yeah.
It's reached that point.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But thanks again for filling
in. No problem.
That.
Hey.
And again, thanks to our listeners, too, to all that concern for our situation that we endured yesterday.
Yeah.